USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Activists from the Stop War Coalition protesting outside Buckingham Palace as President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump enjoy a state dinner being hosted by the Queen. The President delivers remarks.
Your Majesty, Melania and I are profoundly honored to be your guests for this historic state visit. Thank you for your warm welcome, for this beautiful weather, your gracious hospitality, and Your Majesty's nearly seven decades of treasured friendship with the United States of America.
The Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee is announcing a series of hearings focused on the Mueller report on Russian interference into the last election. Chairman Jerry Nadler released a statement today saying John Dean, the former White House counsel to President Nixon, will testify on June 10th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh my God, we need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
After a weekend of crime in Chicago, Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says his officers are doing what they can and continuing to urge the community to help them.
We're going to continue to do everything in our power to prevent and respond to violence, but really, we cannot do this without the support of the communities or a unified criminal justice system that keeps our gun offenders out of our neighborhoods.
Check your freezers for recalled chicken from Purdue Foods. USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us what to look for.
About 50,000 bags of frozen, fully cooked, organic, gluten-free chicken breast nuggets are being recalled. The company says there's a potential that a small number of the packages may contain small pieces of wood. The bags are marked with an expiration date of October 25th, 2019. So far, there have been no reports of any injury associated with the products. For more info, log on to PurdueFarms.com.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The National Hurricane Center believes there will be 9 to 15 named storms this season. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more details.
This hurricane season that runs from now until November 30th, there will be 9 to 15 named storms, of which 4 to 8 could become hurricanes, and 2 to 4 major hurricanes, winds over 111 miles an hour. Ken Graham, director of the National Hurricane Center, tells us it's not so much the winds, but the flooding.
In the last 3 years, 83% of fatalities has been indeed the flooding. It's the inland flooding. Most, and over half of those in automobiles. Historically, storm surge. It's the water. It's the inland water that's hurting people.
I'm John Clemens.
A governor who was considering a challenge to President Trump has made his decision, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Very popular among Republicans as well as Democrats in his home state, but often at odds with President Trump's policies, Maryland's Republican Governor Larry Hogan says he won't challenge President Trump in the Republican primaries. Hogan tweeting on Saturday he appreciates the encouragement to do so, but he now plans to dedicate himself to a second term as Maryland's governor. Currently, President Trump only faces one challenger for the Republican nomination in former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For more news, please remember to check out usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.